Many scholars have compared this crisis to the July crisis of 1914, in which the various European powers reacted to the news of the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand and the crisis that blew up in Serbia. In some ways, the comparison is more misleading than illuminating. Corinth was not Serbia. That's a parallel that's usually drawn. Corinth was a powerful state in her own right. Furthermore, the Corinthians and the Athenians at this point did very little to localize the crisis, which was apparently the interest of Austria in 1914 to deal with Serbia rather than to ignite a general European war. But with that said, there will be certain chilling parallels as we go through this account and we look at the final reasons for the decision of war by all three of the participants, Athens, Sparta, and Corinth. And one can understand why these parallels are drawn later on in this lecture. In any case, the Spartans were called to decide the issue of Potidaea. The Megarians were also present at the meeting, as were other aggrieved allies. And the Corinthians, according to Thucydides, spoke first. And they gave a speech in Thucydides, which many have doubted is really a true rendition of what was said, or what might have even been said. Nonetheless, let me just read the opening passage and dwell on that for a moment. According to Thucydides, the Corinthians opened their speech with the following comment. "You Spartans are the only people in Hellas who wait calmly on events, relying for defense not on action, but on making people think that you will act. You alone do nothing in the early stages to prevent an enemy's expansion. You wait until your enemy has doubled his strength. Certainly you used to have the reputation of being safe and sure enough. Now one wonders whether this reputation was deserved." The Corinthians then launch into a set of caricatures contrasting Athenian resolve, innovativeness, and aggression to Spartan inaction. And the speech at times sounds almost insulting to the Spartans, yet in my opinion, something like this was likely said. Remember, all the Spartans who could vote in that assembly were 30 years and above. Most of them had memories of the Athenians in that first Peloponnesian War. The Corinthian speakers played to those stereotypes. And then once those stereotypes had been conjured up and the Spartans thought carefully about them, they then introduced the issues of Potidaea, Megara, and the grievances against the Athenians, arguing quite conveniently and quite selectively that the Athenians had violated the 30 years peace. In fact, if one looks very carefully at the legal terms of that peace, it's unlikely the Athenians really did violate the peace, at least the letter of the law. Nonetheless, the speech was effective, and many Spartans, in my opinion, were probably ready to consider war after the Corinthians spoke. And one point that comes clear in Thucydides through his entire account, the Corinthians are good talkers. And this will become evident repeatedly later on in the Peace of Nicias, when the Corinthians do everything in their power to torpedo the peace that brings the first 10 years of the war to a conclusion. And without the Corinthians, one wonders whether there could be any kind of diplomacy in Greece in the 5th century BC. They're always pushing hard to settle with Athens. And they use all of their powers of eloquence to do so. It's at that point Thucydides tells us something quite unusual about this assembly, and that is there were a group of Athenians officially sent by Athens on other matters who were in Sparta at the time. Some have doubted this incident, questioning whether there would be such people. At the very least, these were probably proxenoi, men who had long connections with the Spartans, who may have been there to help moderate the crisis, perhaps to answer questions of the Megarian decree. We don't know. But there's no reason to doubt that there were Athenians in Sparta, and they were allowed to speak on behalf of their city, and they were acting in some kind of official capacity. In that speech preserved by Thucydides, he uses the arguments presented by these Athenians, no names are given, to present the Athenians as a proud imperial people, and as ones who will not budge on any kind of issue. The Athenians retell to their Spartan listeners the reasons for the rise of Athenian power, that they had taken on the defense against Persia. They make lots of references to Themistocles, hardly an Athenian who would endear himself to most Spartans. And then they wrap up their speech with a conclusion, which if true, certainly confirmed all the stereotypes in the previous Corinthian speech. And this is apparently what the Athenians said at the closing of their speech. But on one point, we are quite certain. If you, meaning the Spartans, were to destroy us, the Athenians, and to take over our empire, you would soon lose all the goodwill which you have gained because of others being afraid of us. That is, if you're going to stick to those principles of behavior which you showed before, in the short time when you led Hellas against the Persians,